morning and welcome to the Neff Nugget. How y'all doing today? Come on in, say hello to me in the comments and tell me where you are watching from. We're going to get started here in just one moment. I'm going to start doing something new. So I'm going to do a short prayer before I get into the Neff Nugget, and then we'll get into today's tip that will inspire you to act and motivate you to move. So Heavenly Father, I come to you as humble as I know how, Lord. I'm praying for everyone that's watching this live, whether it's the replay or they're watching it live, God. I pray for their businesses, their family, and their household, God, and that they will continue to trust you in all things. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. So today we're talking about, are you planning or are you pausing for the fourth quarter? So what do you do when the fourth quarter comes up? Do you start shutting your business down, closing out your books, kind of looking at all the holidays that's coming up and planning what you're going to wear and what parties you're going to attend? Is that what you do in the fourth quarter? Well, me personally, I've been guilty of that. But it's going to change this year. Normally, when it comes the last quarter, I'm starting to look at those things. Well, what's going on in October, November? In my town of Durham, North Carolina, we are a big college town, so there's a lot of homecomings going on during this time of year. There's a lot of Halloween theme parties, and there's a lot of Christmas type stuff going on. So I normally be shutting it down, getting ready to plan out what I'm going to do, what parties I'm going to attend, or activities I'm going to be a part of before the end of the year. But I'm not doing that this year, and I don't want you guys to do that this year either. I want you to not pause for the last. I want you to finish strong. I want you to see what connections that you can make, what clients that you can get, what cash that you can bring into your business during this time of the year. Do not stop. All the major retailers, they don't stop. They go hard at the end of the year. You know, are you having your own Black Friday type of situation? What are you planning? What type of promotions are you doing in your business during this time of the year? Start planning and get it done and get it done right. Don't wait to January 1 and be like, oh, okay, I'm going to do better. I'm gonna do it this year. No, we still got 90 days left in 2019. And I want you guys to finish strong. I don't want y'all to give up. I want y'all to keep pushing, keep going out there networking, keep going out there and hosting those live events, go out there and shake hands and kiss babies and let people know, yell it from the rooftops, what it is that you do that can help them to be better in whatever service that you help them in. So I don't want y'all to quit. So your one tip for today is don't quit. Don't give up. We got 90 days left, and that's a long time. So what I want y'all to do is see how many clients you can get and close. See how many connections you can make. See how much cash you can bring into your business. And I want to know, starting 10-1, what is your plan? What is your goal? Put it in the comments. Tag me. Let me know. I want to know what you guys are doing to finish strong at the end of 2019 so you can start off 2020 fully motivated and knowing what you need to do to make sure that you do well in 2020. Remember, I believe you should have a business bank account that reflects all the long hours, sleepless nights, and countless sacrifices that you have made to risk it all and trust God to build a business of your dreams. Until the next time, talk to you soon. God bless you. And if you have some trouble with planning this out, you like, Neff, I need some accountability. I need somebody to, you know, help me with this, apply for a consult. It doesn't obligate you in any kind of way. It's just a simple form to ask you a couple questions. And if, you know, depending on where you are in your business, then I will reach back out to you and let you know if we're going to actually do the consult, if there's a resource that I can refer you to, or another business colleague that I can refer you to, depending on where you are in your business. So I want to help. I am a resource. I can help you, or I can connect you to somebody that can. So don't be afraid to apply for the consult. Until the next time, God bless. Bye-bye.